All right. Good evening, everyone. Thanks for your patience. Very pleased with the past 3 days. I think we added 14, quality players to the roster. Very excited about this draft class. It's really, tonight has been a culmination of a lot of hard work from our scouts and our coaches. Very pleased with where we stand as a football team tonight, and we're excited to see these guys once they hit the field in May. So with that, open up for questions.
Can you just give us your overview of what you think you guys really accomplished? There's a major theme or two in this draft.
Adding a number of young, talented players that will be the foundation of what we're trying to build here, not only individually but collectively as a group. Even just having the guys from the first three rounds in over the last day or two has been special. There's been an energy to it. So it's been nice to meet the guys in person again as Cleveland Browns, welcome them here. I think everybody has a sense that we're headed in a positive direction after a long offseason, another difficult transition. It's been, really a positive 3 days, a culmination of a lot of hard work. I want to thank our scouts. Also say happy birthday to Debbie Brzezinski, who keeps us all in charge and in line, rather, and really is in charge of all the logistics for the football operations. Happy birthday, Debbie, wherever you are. We really were pleased with what we were able to accomplish. The volume of talent, but specifically addressing a particular areas of the roster where we wanted to improve. Wide receiver, obvious. Pass rusher as well.
Could you made so many picks today. Could you just give like a one or two sentence synopsis on each guy, what you liked about them, just running down?
I know a guy who can.
Okay, we'll start with Joe. Just athletic, versatile, tough, good football player at Wisconsin, could rush the passer, can drop, can play the run. I think he has a very well-rounded skill set. Ricardo, big, fast, physical wideout, big play, deep threat. I think he can add explosiveness to our receiving core. Derek Kindred, another very well-rounded player, athletic enough and fast enough and rangy enough to play in coverage, but also a very physical downhill presence. Seth DeVolve, that's a player that we think can have a little bit of a mismatch ability from the tight end position. He was played detached, played as a wideout, played on the line of scrimmage at Princeton, and we think he can be a good role player and weapon for our offense. Jordan Payton, just another well-rounded receiver, catches everything, good speed, good size, been a very productive player for them. Spencer Drangle, we thought he was one of the better pass protectors in the draft. Long, can play right tackle, can play guard. Think he'll add depth to our offensive line. Rashard Higgins, another very productive wide receiver out west. Good size and fantastic hands. Can really sort of catch anything within his frame and can make the spectacular catches as well. Trey Caldwell, just sort of an athletic, fast, feisty corner, could play outside, can play inside. And then Scooby Wright has been one of the most, productive players in the country, I guess, sort of a year removed from his most productive season. Obviously he did have a little bit of injury this past year, but just really the consummate football player, can rush, can tackle, can cover. So we're excited to add him to the roster as well.
Sashi, you look at the resumes of all these players that you selected. There's a lot of All-Americans. There's a lot of All-Conference players, positional awards for these guys. That just happened to be a coincidence, or was this something as you were going through your pre-draft process, you guys started to kind of make check marks on those type of things?
Probably more coincidence. There's probably a correlation between the things we look for and some of these awards. We don't look at the awards. I mean, none of that matters now. Obviously, these guys are Cleveland Browns and, frankly, trying to make the team here in the pros at the next level of their careers. It certainly wasn't anything we looked for. But I have no doubt, if we look at the resumes of these gentlemen, why they deserve the accolades they received.
Andrew, you guys drafted a couple guys who were walk-ons in college. You drafted a guy who played through a broken collarbone last year, a guy who overcame leukemia to continue his career. Are those just coincidences, or is there some kind of underlying, thing there that you're looking for, guys who have kind of overcome adversity to become what they are?
We're always looking to add players to the roster who have a level of toughness and have the ability to overcome adversity. I can't tell you it was a sort of a conscious selection to hit a certain number of players who have overcome some pretty significant obstacles in their lives. But, this is a tough sport, and you need tough men to play it. And so certainly we're happy with all these guys because we feel like they embody that criteria.
Hey, Sasha, did you come into the draft thinking you needed to add or get better at cornerback? And then when you really hadn't taken many or a guy early, is that what kind of led you to make the trade for Taylor?
We didn't come in anticipating Taylor would be available, but in several talks with Miami throughout the 3 days, we learned that he might be available. So we stayed in tune, watched their board, and when they finally, I think they actually ended up taking a corner about the time that we consummated the deal. We'll look to add to the roster in a lot of different ways, and if we can be creative about doing that on draft day or other days, we'll certainly do it. We have the waiver wire at our disposal, too, here for the next several months. So we'll look for opportunities to improve the roster every way possible.
Was that a spot that you felt – I know you mentioned receiver and pass rusher, but was corner a spot that you felt like you really needed to upgrade, or maybe not so much?
It was one of the areas that we've looked. We've invested there pretty heavily over the last several years, whether it's re-signing of our own guys or investing draft picks or free agents. So it's always an important place on the roster where you can give up a lot of big plays, and we like to have a lot of talent there.
You probably don't hear, I don't try to not hear all the outside noise, but you have to probably know that there are a lot of people skeptical of how this new Browns operation would work. So what do you think?
I had not heard that.
And you must really be in that office. But how do you respond to that? Well, it's like, you accomplished exactly what you wanted. It doesn't seem like you were overwhelmed or anything by any of this.
Oh, no, I think this process, I mean, we're all human. It's pretty overwhelming when you are leading a group of people that work so hard, a fan base that's so passionate about it. There's no question there's pressure in the job. I hope I'm up to the task. I know I'll do my best to make the smartest decisions for the organization. I'm confident in my ability to lead us to winning ways again. But, I'm humble enough to understand the task at hand and why people would be skeptical about it. And I know that the only way that I'll prove them wrong is not by, being defensive, but really proving it in our work. And it's not mine, but in our work as an organization. And that's how I truly see it. I have an obligation to the fan base, to the people that work in this build, and to our players, our coaches, and the city of Cleveland to turn this thing around. And I take that very seriously. And I'm tough enough to live up to the skepticism and fight through it. And I think there's brighter days ahead. I'm probably a few less laughs after this weekend than there were going in.
You said last week that Robert Griffin he's not the starting quarterback. He's got to earn it. But what would you say to the idea that you haven't really presented much of a challenge to him as a result of the draft?
I beg to differ with that. I mean, I think, one, he's got a challenge here. Robert understands, we had extensive conversations with him throughout the process when we had him in for a visit and prior to signing him about where he is in his career. I think he's very realistic about that. He's very serious about competing. We look forward to giving him an opportunity to do that here. There's no reason he can't, but this is going to be a competition. We would not have made the investment we made in him if we didn't feel like he was capable of being our starter. And so I hope, all our quarterbacks the best. I do think Cody is a guy that I would not want to sleep on at all. If I were a quarterback, wanting to be starting quarterback of the Browns, I think he's going to come in serious, ready to work. But Robert adds a guy to our room that has 4 years of NFL experience, is tremendously athletic and serious about becoming a starting quarterback in this league.
Maybe
Maybe I didn't make my point, or maybe you misunderstood. It doesn't seem you've presented much of a challenge to him for that starting job.
Yeah, I'd just repeat my answer from previous. Okay.
On the running backs, there's one school of thought that says Crowell is a candidate maybe to be a part of a rotation, but he only averaged 3.9 last year and was undrafted, and maybe he doesn't have the juice you would like by a better feature back, and that Duke Johnson is fairly well-liked as a third-round pick last year. But you didn't draft any running backs, and where does that leave the running backs room with the backdrop of you wanting to have a strong running game?
I think we're confident in that group. Doesn't mean that it's necessarily where it's accomplished the way that other running back cores around the league are. But Isaiah has a great opportunity along with the other guys in that room. Duke certainly impressed us his rookie year. We expect big things out of both those guys and the rest of the running backs, Glenn, Terrell, the rest of that group as well.
Cincinnati guy who's added, whom you seems to like.
Yeah, no, he's got a real shot, bigger man, and certainly is going to be in the rotation through the spring and training camp to try to earn a spot here.
To follow up on the RG3 question, obviously there's always competition and guys can always win a job, but there's also slots. I mean, certain guys are slotted higher than others, mm-hmm. and I don't think you would look at Connor Shaw or Austin Davis at the same slot as you would an RG3. Are you looking at these guys all in one group as equal, or isn't RG3 right now kind of have a leg up on everything?
I'm not sure I could really add much about on top of what I said previously, you know, to the similar question, other than to say, you know, we truly believe in competition here. We're realistic about where our roster is at that slot. We want to find a long-term answer. I think it's critical for everything we're going to do here. Hughes talked about it extensively, about trying to support the quarterback. And so, you know, our task is to develop the gentlemen who are here, given an opportunity to compete to start. And the best quarterback for us is going to start, period. I don't think there's a real need to compare contracts or longevity in the league or anything like that. We'll roll the ball out and see who's the best at throwing it.
Well, you guys found four receivers in this draft, which is more receivers that this franchise has drafted in, I think, the last 4 to 5 years combined. Could you just kind of go through maybe a couple of the things that you specifically identified or looked for with these receivers that you were able to select?
Yeah, so I would say with Corey and Ricardo, the first thing that just sort of jumps out is their speed and their level and their ability to generate explosive plays. And then really, you can almost group the four into two separate categories. With Rashard and Jordan, you know, quite honestly, they have size and they catch everything. You know, really just sort of everything in their catching radius, to be quite honest. Just feel really good about the mix that we added. Think they have complementary skill sets, and we're excited to see them out on the field and competing.
You guys have a record of 14 picks. How big was it for you guys coming in to have the amount of picks that you did? And yeah, essentially that's just the pure volume of picks. How big was that coming into the weekend?
Not critical. We look at opportunities to, you know, when you're drafting, you may have a player you really like. Teams call almost incessantly. The phone is ringing all the time. We're calling teams. And that's really every war room. Some teams have more of an appetite to move around. Other teams less. Most of our hay was actually, you know, obviously bailed with the Philadelphia trade prior to us getting to the draft. And then it's really about positioning ourselves. There's times when we may not like a player or want to go get a player. We tried to move up on a number of occasions to go get players that we liked and weren't able to. Other times we were able to move back. But we mostly look at taking the best possible talent away from the 3 days. And sometimes that may mean trading back. We do like the idea of having more picks than less, all things being equal. But the quality of those picks matters tremendously.
Ohio State having 12 guys drafted and none of them are Browns, did they not fit the system, or did you come close maybe to any of those guys?
We like a lot of those guys, liked a lot of them. And a lot of them were very high on our board. And unfortunately for us, we weren't able to get the guys that we liked, but where we were, we took the best player for our team. And unfortunately, as much respect as I have for Urban's program down there, you know, when the player that we have on our board is up first is from another school, we're going to take him. But I do trust that there'll be some Buckeyes on this roster in the year's future.
Going back to the wide receiver position, how much does Hugh's presence kind of drive your guys' emphasis on that in this draft?
Not much. I think Andrew and I are believers with Paul and others that you need playmakers on the roster. So for us, I think we share a vision of really, really talented at all spots. But certainly we felt like that was an area where we wanted to improve this year. And so happened that early and then late again, there were some wide receivers that were available to us that we liked and did add.
Game again, just taking a shot at this. Would you have taken Ezekiel Elliott had he been there at eight?
We're not going to get into who we would have taken at different spots, but.
Hey, Andrew, is there one or two guys that fell to you that you were surprised were still there when you picked one of those players might have been?
No, I mean, I think we're excited about the entire draft class, excited for all the guys that were available to us when we picked. I don't think that there's, an example of one or two players that we were more excited about. We're excited about all 14. Okay.
I mean, like, you had a good idea, like Corey Coleman or one of those receivers would be there at 15. But I'm saying, like, in the later rounds, hey, we can't believe this guy's still here. Went with any of those?
I'd Sean.
Yeah, I'd probably tell you. Sean Coleman a little bit earlier. We were pretty excited when he was available to us at our pick in the third round. Real excited to bring him aboard. I think he has a lot of upside.
Are Kindred and Devout healthy? And what does it say about a guy who plays the whole season with a broken collarbone?
Both those guys are healthy and they'll be ready to roll this spring. So, I was going to say to your second point. I mean, just as the guy's incredibly tough. So.
I'm curious, how did that heal while he was still playing? I guess I'm sort of mystified.
I tell you what. I don't know. Whatever he rubbed on it, we're going to get some of
that. We're going to get some of that. Put that in the training room, right?
Might take it home tonight.
Sashi, would you say that Cody Kessler has a legitimate shot to come in and win this starting quarterback division?
You know, I wouldn't want to start a narrative of like a quarterback competition or anything like that, although I've said it's a competition, and I would leave it at that because we haven't named a starter yet. Coming out of last year, Josh was our starter. And, I think as we look ahead, we've added a couple guys here, and we've had a couple guys that have been here. We'll let it play out.
Two more, and we're going to wrap. Go ahead, Pat, get it out.
I just wanted to read a quote from, is it Duvall? Is that how you, Duvall?
Yeah.
Duvall?
This is a good one.
Anybody who goes to Princeton does not like Harvard, and anybody who goes to Harvard does not like Princeton. It has nothing to do with the guys. It has everything to do with the name of the school. Do you have to swallow hard when you turn that card in or something?
Say, well, we're two Harvard guys up here who like a Princeton guy named Seth DeVolve, so we'll say that.
Hey, I just want to ask, the trade with Carolina, where you go down 16 spots in one round and 27 in another round, for the benefit of a fourth-round pick. Do you make that thinking there's going to be a pool of guys in the fourth round that you need to get, or how does the math add up in that trade? It seems like you went down a lot in two rounds to get a fourth-round pick.
A grouping of players that we felt like would be there in a range is the way you assess that. And so, sometimes you take a risk and doesn't pan out and your guy's not there or the group of guys is actually depleted. Other times you're able to pick up another pick and actually add another player. And in this instance, we were actually able to add another player to our roster. I mean, people talk about these things as picks. We really, when we're in the room, we see player names associated with each pick. So when we actually trade down and pick up another pick, it's another player for us. And I know much has been talked about draft capital or assets, but these are players for us that are going to be here and part of our foundation and have a chance to make our roster. So it's not just about a volume of picks, and not to be condescending or defensive, but we really, we've done a lot of work on all these men who are tremendously great athletes, and we want as many of them as we can get.
Thank you.
Did you anticipate this many moves, though, Sasha?
No.
You didn't have any restrictions on what you would do, what you were open to, but you didn't see this
many? No. I'm surprised we have this many picks.
Who would you say was the aggressor in those? Were you guys the aggressor, or are teams calling you in these trades?
You know, we have been the aggressor. We're probably less so, you know, frankly, because we just had more picks than other teams. We actually didn't move as much as we got calls, certainly. And we certainly didn't do as much calling as we received.
Is Scooby Wright a good one?
I hope so.
Scooby Wright, probably one of the most productive seasons ever in 2014. Do you think it was just the injury that caused him to fall where he did, or what was it about him that kind of brought him to that point?
Yeah, I mean, I think it is just a function of, you know, he played the past season a little bit banged up, and he wasn't on the field as much as he probably would have liked, and, you know, we're happy he's going to be here in Cleveland.
He's surprised he didn't go back. I mean,
he cost himself a lot of money, let's see.
Well, we're very happy he didn't because he's a Brown.